Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Life is full of decisions, big and small, that shape our future and those of generations to come. Sometimes, these decisions can be challenging to make, especially when we're faced with uncertainty or pressure. But making decisive decisions is essential to fulfilling our purpose and living a fulfilling life. In today's message, we'll look at how we can go through the hurdles of decision-making. We shall draw inspiration from a true life story, as well as practical steps and biblical wisdom to help us make decisive decisions that align with our values and God's purpose for our lives. So, take your seat and prepare your heart to receive from God, as we explore the message titled, For a Time as This. Our Bible text today is from Esther chapter 4 verse 14.
Esther chapter 4 verse 14. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this?
There was once a young woman named Angela. She was in her early 30s, successful, and happily married. One day, she was diagnosed with a serious illness, which was treatable, but the treatment came with a risk of losing her fertility. She was faced with a crucial decision: to go ahead with the treatment and risk losing her ability to have children, or to forego the treatment and risk losing her life. She struggled with this decision for weeks and eventually made a choice. Angela chose the treatment, and she thanked God she made that decision. What would be a twist of fate later happened in Angela's life. Against all odds, God miraculously gave her a child years after the treatment. Though it's a difficult one, but Angela was grateful for the decision she made. Like Angela, we are all faced with decisions that require us to trust God. Some decisions are life-altering, and the consequences of making the wrong choice can be disastrous. How do we make the right decisions, especially when we are unsure of what to do? The book of Esther provides an excellent example of a young lady who made a decisive decision, even in difficult situations. The book of Esther tells the story of a young Jewish woman named Esther, who became queen to King Xerxes of Persia. At the time, the Jews were living in Persia, and they were facing a severe threat of annihilation by the king's advisor, Haman. Esther's cousin, Mordecai, urged her to use her position as queen to plead with the king to spare her people. However, approaching the king without being summoned was against the law, and doing so could result in death. Esther was faced with a critical decision. She had to choose between remaining silent and risking the lives of her people, or speaking up and risking her own life. Esther later spoke up. Her decision to speak up was motivated by her belief that she was in her position as queen for such a time as this. She recognized that her position was not just for her own benefit, but also for the good of her people. Her decision to speak up eventually saved the Jews from annihilation. Like Esther, we are all in a position for such a time as this. Our decisions may not have such drastic consequences, but they are still significant. We are called to be responsible for our actions and to use our positions, skills, and resources for the greater good of others and of ourselves. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt unsure of what to do? Maybe you have a critical decision to make. It's normal to feel uncertain, but it's essential to remember that your decision matters, and it has consequences. What are some decisions you need to make in your personal or professional life? Do you need to make a career change, start a new business, or to forgive and go back to reconcile with someone who has hurt you? Whatever it is, remember that you are in your position for such a time as this. Your decisions matter, and they can have a significant impact on your life and the lives of those around you. You may be saying, "I don't know what to do. What steps can I take to gain clarity and make the right decision?" The following steps will give you guidance in making the right decision in life. 1. Trust God to lead you right. 2. Identify your values. Your values are the guiding principles that influence your decisions. Take some time to reflect on what your values are and how they align with the decision you need to make in God's plan for your life. Write them down and use them as a reference point when making your decision. 3. Seek advice. Don't be afraid to seek advice from trusted friends, family members, or mentors. They can offer a fresh perspective and help you see things from a different angle. However, ultimately, the decision is yours to make. 4. Consider the consequences. Before making a decision, consider the possible outcomes and consequences. What are the best-case scenarios, and what are the worst-case scenarios? How will your decision affect you and those around you? And finally, 5. Seek God's guidance through prayer and reading the Bible and then make a decision. Once you make a decision, commit to it and take action. The Bible encourages us about making right decisions in life. One of them in Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." We are to trust God every time we are faced with decisive decisions to make. The Bible says when we trust in Him, He will make our path straight. Meaning, He will lead us right. Also James chapter 1 verse 5 reminds us the importance of godly wisdom. It says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." We require godly wisdom in decisive moments. Here is a promise that God will give us His wisdom generously when we seek Him. Next time you are making a decision, seek God's wisdom and you shall be better off. As you go today, take some time to think about a decision you need to make. Ask yourself, what is holding me back from making this decision? Am I seeking God's counsel in this decision? Do I have my feet set right on this decision I'm about to make? Seek God's wisdom, ask Him for clarity, and trust in His promises. Remember that God is with you, and He will guide you through every challenge. May the Lord lead you right as you do so. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You for this message. We appreciate You for Your guidance and wisdom in every area of our lives. We ask that You help us to make right decisions in the face of adversity, and to trust in Your promises. Today, give us strength and courage to follow Your leading, and may our decisions bring glory to Your holy name. Thank You for this day and for the blessing we shall receive. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 2 Kings chapter 18 and chapter 19. And for the evening, John chapter 6 verse 22 to 44. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.